Established in 1872, Lincoln Elementary is the oldest remaining one-room school in California. Here, teacher Sandy Doyle is at the center of everything.
I wear a lot of hats. I am Dr. Doyle when I have to be the nurse or the doctor around here. I am teacher, curriculum director, technology decider, fixer, plumber. My aide takes care of the throw-up, and I take care of the dead mice.
From year to year, the number and grade level of students at Lincoln will change. But usually, there are around a dozen, ranging from kindergarten to grade 6.
Second grade, please get your spelling papers out. Third grade, Geo, get your spelling test ready. And fourth grade, please do the same.
Mrs. Doyle, as she is known to her students, conducts the spelling test from a rocking chair in the corner. As she calls out spelling words, she holds up index cards marked 3 and 4 so that the children know which is the third grade word and which is for the fourth grade.
Serve. Serve. It is an honor to serve our country. Serve. Purpose. The purpose of education is just not to learn about books and math, but also how to learn to work with people. Learn. Oh, purpose.
Low-tech solutions, like using index cards, are one way Mrs. Doyle can manage multiple grades and skill levels. But she's also increasingly using high-tech. Last year, the school raised money to buy iPads for every child.
Each grade level has a day that they can use the apps on the iPad, and I've downloaded apps specific to math, specific to social studies, specific to language arts.
Fine. Up. Up. That's great.
But Mrs. Doyle is not just switching between grade levels. She's also switching between teaching English and history and math.
Is this a rectangle? Look at the sides here and look at the sides here. Tell me if that is a rectangle.
No.
Marin's one-room schoolhouses were built to serve the children of the area's ranching and farming community. Students Paige and Bryce Grossi are children of a fourth-generation dairy farmer. Their dad, Dominic, and his two sisters went to Lincoln.
Well, I love that, the fact that they have that type of education that we had. The small school like that works out really nice.
But his wife, Nancy, went to a conventional school, and she had some concerns until she met Mrs. Doyle.
She's a great personality. The kids love her, so they feel very comfortable there, which is wonderful.
In the 140-odd years that kids have learned in this building, Marin County has changed quite a lot. The towns of Novato and Petaluma are now less than 15 minutes away. While there are other places to bring people together now, the schoolhouse is still a vital part of the community.
I don't know how many people have said, if I knew that this existed, I would have my children here in a heartbeat, because they all work together. They're all playing together. This is a vision of old Americana, and I hope that this never, ever shuts down. I really do.
I'm Ryan Miller for KRCB's North Bay Report.